women's at 16, not the
No, that's my cue. Okay, so welcome to the meeting, everyone. And first of all, I would like to acknowledge the Gugliangi people, who are the traditional custodians of the land, and also pay respect to the elders, both past, present, and extend that respect to other Indigenous Australians who are present. First of all, we need the chief's apologies. As you know, councillors, I forwarded a mayoral minute yesterday. And that is that council resolved to allow Councillor Carey to attend the ordinary meeting today via the teleconference. So as you know, in the mayoral minute, we don't need a seconder. I'm going to put that to the vote. All those in favour? Okay, thank you. So welcome, Councillor Carey.
Good morning, all.
Just want to check that you can hear us, okay?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, no, very good. Thank you. So now we've got everyone in attendance, we've got no apologies. Second item is conflict of interest. And councillors, as you're aware, I sent your notification of a conflict of interest yesterday, and that's for the closed session report item 9.1. And I declare that I have a conflict of interest in closed session item 9.1, Australia Day Awards 2020. As defined by Section 175D of the Local Government Act 2009, due to being involved with the association related to nomination 9.1.15, and I will be dealing with this declared conflict of interest by leaving the meeting while this matter is discussed and voted on. So we'll now go to the confirmation of the minutes from the following meetings. The first one is the special meeting held in Monday the 11th of November 2009. Do I have a mover for that? Councillor Samatara, thank you. Seconded. Councillor Kerr, thank you. Any comments, changes? Everyone happy with those minutes? Okay, I'll put to the vote. All those in favour? Okay, thank you. The second one is the confirmation. Oh, thank you. Thanks for the reminder, Councillor Carey. Just pick me up when you look a bit different sitting on that table, that's all. As via the phone lines. Thank you, Councillor Carey. So the next one is the ordinary meeting held Tuesday the 12th of November. Do I have a mover for that one? Thank you, Councillor Kerr. Seconded by Councillor Nolley. Any changes, councillors? Happy with these ones? Okay. All those in favour? And Councillor Carey?
Yes, in favour.
Thank you. Okay, we're now going to go on to the agenda items as listed. And I'm very happy to move the first one, which is the 5.1, material change of use for a short-term accommodation motel with ancillary uses at 20 Warner Street, Port Douglas. Do I have a seconder for this? Councillor Nolley, thank you. And welcome Ms. Elphinstone and Mr. Beck, who are here if we need to have any questions answered. I'm very pleased to see this come before council. I think that this is a good addition. As you know, it's a vacant site. It's going to be a 36-room motel. And I want to thank you for the report and all the work that you've done in getting it to this stage. Councillors, do you have any questions or comments? Councillor
Burr? Just to say that yes, I'm also glad that it's going to be removed from being an old car park, which has been for quite some time. Just it looks messy between the two market buildings that are there, so it would be great to see it.
Yes, no, excellent. Councillor Carey, did you wish to make a comment about this one?
No comments. I'm glad to see that.
Okay.
Can I just have one quick
question? Yes, Councillor Wallace.
I'd just like to congratulate the staff too about working with the applicants for kind of finding a solution to the height and everything. I mean, that looks good. I was a little concerned. I started reading, oh no, for, and then I kept reading and it was, it's good. So congratulations.
Yeah, I'd certainly like to concur with that. You can see from the thoroughness of the report and obviously the negotiations and discussions with the applicant that I think everyone's come up with a very good outcome. So I'm going to put this to the vote. All those in favour? Okay, thank you. Councillor Carey?
Yes, in favour.
Thank you. Okay. So the next one is 5.2, reconfiguration of a lot, 1 into 15 lots, 20 to 30 Langley Road. And I am really pleased to move this one, and I want to second it. Thank you. Councillor Kerr? As you can see from the executive summary, this is a development permit on the site of the old Whispering Palms Resort, which many of us have driven past and even walked through over many years. And so I think this is going to be a fantastic outcome. The land will now, as a result of this reconfiguration of the lot, if everyone approves this or agrees to it, and into residential lots, which I think is a really great outcome. So we've got a mover, we've got a seconder. Comments, councillors, questions?
No question.
Okay. I'll put to the vote then. All those in favour? Okay. Thank you. Councillor Carey?
Yes, in favour.
Okay, thanks. Thanks very much. Thanks for helping us going. 5.3, expression of interest for Douglas Sipway. I have a mover for this one. Councillor Samataro, thank you. Seconded. Councillor Kerr, did you want to make some comments as you move this, Councillor Samataro?
Oh, through you, Madam Mayor. Look, I think it's essential we do test the water with this. We need to know. I wonder if the slipway that's there now is not getting used because of condition. It's in, I think we have a new one, maybe we get a lot more use. So I think we just, it's essential we test the water on this.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Okay, I suppose before we wrap up, I certainly think it's really important that we test the market by this expression of interest process. It certainly then we make sure that there isn't anyone out there that can actually develop, construct, and manage the slipway. As you can see, there's a really thorough report that's been prepared, which will also sort of guide anyone who's interested in expressions of interest as well. And Mr. Beck, would you like to make some comments? I know this has been one of your projects for a while.
Thank you. Madam Mayor. Yeah, as you're aware, this was the content of a workshop several weeks ago. We do think it's very important that we exhaust all options and with the foreshadowed closure of the existing slipway, but I guess with the recent news, that's not so imminent now. That was until May 2020, but we'll see what happens in that space. But yeah, definitely like to get this EOI out early in the new year. That's a point.
Yes, okay, that's right.
Sorry, Madam Mayor.
Okay, any other questions?
All our documents have disappeared. Do you want to come back up?
So you're saying you can't access your
documents?
Okay. What we might do is I think we should hold proceedings while we can make sure. Just kind of look who can access. Okay. You're okay now? Okay, I just want to confirm everyone. Is everyone able to access it? Just give me a yay or a nay.
I'm okay.
You're okay? What's Nolly? Samataro? So you're still trying to find it, Councillor Coote?
Just catching back up to where we're up to.
Okay.
And it's like, Councillor Zemmour is coming up to slowly getting...
Slowly coming up.
Everyone okay now? Okay, you all right?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Do we still need to vote for the last item? All those in favour? Thank you. Councillor Carey?
In favour, in favour.
Thank you. We'll now go on to 5.4, which is the expressions of interest for the aged care accommodation Mossman. I'm moved for this. Thank you, Councillor Nolly. Seconded to Councillor Kerr. I just want to ask, is anyone wish to speak against? No? Councillor Nolly, do you wish to make some comments since you've moved this?
Yes, I think this is exciting. I think this is quite exciting. It's the ideal space, obviously. It's been... constructed as an ideal space over 20 years or so. It'll be very interesting to see what the market comes back with. I'm looking forward to seeing the results eventually, and then eventually moving forward with something. So that's great.
Thank you, Councillor Nolly. Anyone else wish to make some comments? Any questions of Mr. Beck? Certainly, we're all well aware our desire to have the nursing home has been for a very long time. This council has very strongly supported the Mossman and District Nursing Home Committee. We're absolutely thrilled now that the nursing home itself is well underway and due to be completed by mid next year. Because of the balance of the land that was bought by former council for the express purpose of an aged care facility, what you might describe as sort of age in place, having independent units as well as the high care nursing home facility. We're now at that point because we now know that the nursing home is well underway, that then we can offer via this expression of interest to actually hopefully be able to develop fully the aged care precinct in Mossman. So I'm really thrilled. It's been a really long journey for many people in this community, and I'm sure, as Councillor Nolly has said, we really look forward to seeing what the expressions of interest reveal. And I will just ask Mr. Beck, because again, I know you've put a lot of work into this. Would you like to make some concluding comments as well?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Yes, it has been a long time in the making. Probably just the one comment in relation to the redevelopment and the balance of the site is that we've really geared it up as much as possible through that provision of that new road, the medium divided road. We've got a loop main, water main going through there so they can connect into it. We've got significant drainage infrastructure already in place. We've got a substation there as well as multiple sewer connections to the site as well. So we've really geared it up with any new developer coming in limited expense in terms of augmenting existing council infrastructure. It's all sitting there waiting, ready to tap into. So it will be exciting to see what interest we get.
Look, yes, Mr. Beck, that's a really important point, that our council have had the foresight to apply for that state government grant to very much lay the foundations, very much, not just for the nursing home, but also for the broader aged care precinct that will be there. So, yeah, thanks for mentioning that. And as we know, council has invested significantly itself. When we secured that, it was about $560,000 worth of state government funding. And at the time for the nursing home, we also waived the infrastructure charges, which amounted to around $250,000. So we're going to put it to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. Councillor Carey?
In favour.
Okay, thank you. So I'll now go on to 5.5, which is a dress code for citizenship ceremonies. So, Councillor Kerr. Seconded. Councillor Knowley. You'd like to make some comments, Councillor Kerr.
Only that, as it says, it's a special day for a lot of people. They should dress appropriately, whether it be neatly, tidily, tropically, but as long as it's appropriate.
Thank you. Does anyone wish to speak against?
I don't wish to speak against, Madam Mayor. I just want to know how we are. Police, the fashion police and the fashion police and the police being dressed for the occasion.
Look, I could probably answer that. I mean, obviously there was a bit of a kerfuffle, I think, prior to the last Australia Day. We were very clear, and I was very clear, that we have always had people who have dressed appropriately, but certainly we live in a tropical environment, and people should be free to really dress how they like. And I've never seen over many, many years that anyone was dressed inappropriately at all. And we want to make sure that we welcome all our new citizens and also their friends and families. And we certainly don't want to have any obstacles in people being able to enjoy their very, very special day. The government has made a decision that they want council to have a policy on this, and they want us to advise them. And that's as a result of a letter from the relevant minister, David Coleman, who sent a letter to me, and also every other mayor in Australia, I understand, on the 19th of September of this year. So we've been obviously asked to make a determination on this, and this is what this report is all about. And so our dress code is people will be dressed in smart casual clothing befitting our tropical environment. Okay. Councillor Carey, did you wish to make a comment on this?
No, thanks.
Councillor Knowley?
Yeah, just one other little bit to add. I think, because it hasn't really been spoken about, that it's also a requirement that we have to hold a citizenship ceremony on Australia Day 26. I think that's also important to point out that this is becoming a requirement for councillors.
No, thanks for that. Okay, everyone's happy. I'll put to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you.
I'm voting against.
Okay. Oh, sorry, my apologies. You're voting against, Councillor Carey? Okay, thank you for that, Councillor Carey. We'll now go on to 5.6, which is the revised budget. 2019-20. As you know, we always have sort of mid-year budget reviews, and we traditionally, I think every year from memory, we've certainly had a revised budget. And so there's a very thorough report there. Do I have a mover for this? Councillor Knowley, thank you. Seconded, Councillor Zamataro. As you moved it, Councillor Knowley, do you want to make a few comments? Although everyone had an opportunity.
Yes. No, I don't.
Does anyone wish to speak against? No? Any other comments about very thorough report here? I mean, as you can see, I'll make a few comments then, and thank you. Sandeep is here if you need to ask any questions. I suppose the important points that we've included a number of changes to operating revenue and expenditure, including any items that have been approved by council since the adoption of the original budget. It allows for the carry forward of uncompleted capital works from the last financial year. This budget also includes the revised budget, includes any items of capital expenditure approved by council since the adoption of the original budget. It also includes a number of capital expenditure adjustments to existing projects that result in a net increase in proposed capital expenditure. And in some cases, this is as a result of new capital grants that have been approved since we adopted the budget in June. It also incorporates revised figures for the NDRRA capital revenue and expenditure. So you can see, obviously, in the more detailed information, what the adjustments are to operating revenue, what the adjustments are, and details to operating expenditure. The overall result in, as a Capital Works revised budget, is that we now are underway with a $35 million Capital Works. That's $170,816. So I might just repeat that. The revised budget, our Capital Works budget for this financial year, 19-20, is $35,170,816, and for all the reasons that I've just detailed before. So that's responsible financial management. We know that really every month, every week, there are changes. We go through our Capital Works, some are under, some are over. And I do want to ask again if anyone's got any questions. Happy. Councillor Carey, did you have any questions?
No, happy, thank you.
Okay. All right, I'll put to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you.
Yes, in favour.
Thank you, Councillor Carey. Okay, we've now got 5.7, which is the appointment of the local disaster management group. Douglas Street. Welcome, Mr. Hoy. A mover, yes. Councillor Nolley, seconded. Councillor Zimitaro. Anyone wish to speak against? Pretty straightforward. Yeah. This is really listing all the members of the LDNG. So if there's no questions, or I will ask as you sat down here and made the effort to come up. Do you want to make some comments?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Through you. No, I think we have a really functional LDMG. We've got some really good members, both as core members and as advisors. Really good relationships, people that you can call and get a response from at any hour of the day or night. And I think it's been a really good group over the last 5 years and will continue to be. And I think the council from 2014, with the infrastructure that's been put in place and the new people that have come on board, is really, really good space compared to where we were back when Cyclone Ida arrived in April 2014.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And thanks for all the efforts that you've gone to and your team. You can really see what the improvements are, the dashboard, cameras, flood infrastructure levels. It's quite a big difference when I think back many, many years ago when we'd sit in this room and not really quite know where the cyclone was even coming, just the fact that the information that we get from all the agencies and also from the bomb is significantly improved. So we're able to take advantage. I'll put to the vote. All those in favour? Oh, Mr. Hoyt, did you want to make some?
Through you, Madam Mayor, I could just mention that yesterday I was able to look at a new mobile generator that had arrived. And part of that was for it to be able to be deployed to Daintree Village. We need to, so that the Telstra Tower up there can continue to be powered so we don't lose communication. And a new visual messaging board, which was also in the workshop awaiting registration of the trailer, so things continue to roll on. I just thought I'd mention that.
No, that's great, and that's all part of our Capital Works. So fantastic. Okay, all those in favour? Thank you. Councillor Carey?
Yes, in favour.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We'll now go on to 5.8, which is the request for traffic control speed bump at Mullen Drive, Wonga. Welcome, Mr. Friedman. Do I have a mover? Councillor Zamataro. Councillor Nolley is seconded. Anyone wish to speak against? Taro.
Through you, Madam Mayor. I think this has been about a year in the making. It's good to see it finally come to fruition. Marlin Drive is a bit of a racetrack at times. I've gone out with the chief petitioner and sat there and watched. It's the way it's designed. They come up the highway and they don't slow down. So. And I see that engineering assessment determined the best location for the speed platforms. That's one of the issues that does happen in streets. Sometimes people don't want them in front of their house, but I know for a fact the chief petitioner has stated that he has no problem with being, whether that's the engineering solution, but he has no problem with being right in front of his house. He's happy to have it be. And one area.
Okay. Does anyone wish to speak against?
Question.
Yeah, Christian. Thank you, Councillor Kerr.
Yes, Councillor Zamatara said sometimes they can be quite noisy with the da-dum-da-dum-da-dum, constant cars going across them. Have we looked at other methods as well? Because I know the emergency services also find them to be quite annoying because they slow them down as well. Is there other avenues that have also been assessed to ensure that this is the best method to slow the traffic down in that area?
Mr. Friedman? I do recall we've sort of talked about this a bit in the
through the chair, thank you for the question. There's a number of standards that we refer to when looking at these sort of things, and there's the manual of uniform traffic control devices, and there's AusRoad's guides to local area traffic management. So within those documents, there's a suite of basically probably 20 to 25 different types of devices that can be used. In the report I mentioned there were two basic types. There's a vertical deflection, which is a raised platform, and then there's the horizontal deflections, which tend to be chicanes and one-way slope points and that type of thing. In the report I mentioned some of the pros and cons around a raised platform. So as you mentioned, Councillor Kerr, noise can be an issue and braking and so on. The other types of the chicanes can also cause noise and parking issues along the side of the road. Some residents or motorists like to use the chicanes as a challenge, see how fast they can get through them, and when we design them we have to allow for a service vehicle and maybe a bus to get through, so it has to be quite open in the design, which can allow some vehicles to travel through quite quickly, so it's a bit of a balance. The raised platforms are used extensively in urban areas across Australia, and in the report I attached a standard which is referenced in the manual of uniform traffic control devices and used extensively in Brisbane City Council and South East Queensland, so it's been tried and tested. What we will have to do as part of the project is go back to the community and test the locations and their appetite for the full street. As I mentioned in the report, we can't have one device in isolation because that would be a hazard for motorists. So the standard is that we tend to put these in at about 100, 120 metres apart and slow the entire street so there's no peaks and troughs basically in the traffic speeds.
No, thanks for that. Look, certainly I think the community engagement can be a really critical part of that, and as Mr. Friedman said, you can see it's on page 208, sort of details of what I suppose the basic options are. So thanks very much for that. And thanks for all the work that you've done to get to this stage as well. Councillor Carey, did you want to make a comment?
No, thank you.
Okay. Look, on that basis, I'll put to the vote. All those in favour? Councillor Carey?
In favour. All right,
thank you. We'll now go on to 5.9, which is the Asset and Service Management General Policy. Do I have a mover for this? Councillor Nolan, thank you. Seconded. Councillor Kerr, thanks. Councillor Nolly, did you want to make some comments about this?
No, not for this, thank you.
Okay. Anyone wish to speak against? Any questions? Yes. report's very self-evident, and we've also, of course, discussed this. We know that this is something that is absolutely vital that local governments do, and we've been moving towards this for a long time. So, and put more resources into it as well, as we expect. Councillor Carey, did you want to make some comments about this? Because I know this has always been an interest of yours as well. Okay, thank you. To the vote, all those in favour? Thank you. All right, we now come to... Oh, thank you, Councillor Perry. So, we now have got to the last one in the open session, which is 5.10, owner's consent for new beach program upgrade. Councillor Zanataro, we're not going to move this one. And Councillor Kerr seconded. Did you want to make some comments about this,
Councillor Zanataro? Through you, Madam Mayor, I've been working on this for a few years. I've had a lot of conversations with our member, State Member Cynthia Louie, and people from her office. This was an election promise from Cynthia, which was good to see that it's come to fruition. I mean, I think it's going to be used extensively. The ramp at Rocky Point is not one of the best locations to have a boat ramp. I think this is a new beach one's going to be. I'd like to congratulate Cynthia on making a promise that before she was elected and sticking with it. It's good to see it come. It's going to be.
Okay, look, thanks for that. We'll see. And do I have anyone interested to speak against? No? Councillor Carey, did you want to make some comments about this one?
No, look, I think it represents a far better outcome than continual dredging of the existing situation, so I'm in favour.
Yeah. And it's also good, as you know, this report is all about us providing in principle support for the proposed upgrade. And we already know that the state government has got $3.2 million in their coffers to upgrade this. So hopefully, they're hoping that the works will be completed by late 2020, end of next year. But they're already underway with their design work. And so a DA will be launched very soon. So we know that overall it's going to be a two-lane boat ramp with floating walkways, and that does avoid the need and associated impacts of ongoing dredging, as Councillor Carey has said. So if there's no other questions or comments, I'll vote. All those in favour? Thank you. Councillor Carey?
In favour. In favour.
All right, good. So we've now come to the end of the open session, so prior to moving into closed, I'll read out the contents of the closed session, as I'm required to do. So the first one is 9.1, Australia Day Awards 2020, 9.2, proposed purchase of road reserve, Port Douglas, 9.3, tender assessment, Thornton Beach Cafe, 9.4, AO final management letter, 9.5, contract related to Murphy Street, trip and slope, instabilities and urbanisation upgrade, and 9.6 is the Daintree River ferry contract. So thanks everyone, and I need a mover and a seconder to go into close. Moved by Councillor Nolley, seconded by Councillor Kerr. All those in favour? Okay, Councillor Carey?
In favour.
Okay, thank you.